Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Preachers in the roster there, bear and share the burden. Dr. Johnson, Reverend Carter, to the deacons, to the deaconess, and to all that make up the body of Christ, I greet you in the name of Jesus. It's a blessing to be found one more time in the house of worship. I don't know about you, but I don't take it light. Because I know there are many people that wish they could come to the house of worship. But because of illnesses and all these other things that blocking them, they can't come. And I want to say this morning, good morning to you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us one more time. If you have your Bibles, let us go to the book of Luke, the physician, Lazarus, 17th chapter, familiar passage of scripture. This is our communion service, amen? And this is one of the days, one of the Sundays, years way back before I even knew my own self, New Jerusalem have set apart for that great day called the communion. It is the Lord's Supper. Luke the Olympius, chapter 17 and verse 11, you'll read some. We'll go on and see what the Lord has for us this morning. He didn't make no mistake and made no mistake that we're here. We're here for a purpose. And our purpose is, number one, is to serve our Lord and Savior. It came to pass, the 11th verse of the 17th chapter of Luke. Again, glad to see all of you all out, and glad to see Deacon Early and his family. It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village. There met him, 12 said, 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. 16 says, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. 17 says, Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? There, 18 says, are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. 19, and he said, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee. Amen. Thou faith has made thee whole. Again, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In this text here, Luke writes to us, and I'm going to talk from the subject, thank you. All of us in here have something to thank the Lord for. I have a sack of things to thank him for. I'll be here till tomorrow and the next day and the next after that and after that. But I want to tell him, thank you.
Thank you.
Why are you thanking? First of all, I thank him for saving my life. I thank him for putting some godly folks in my life when I couldn't see my way. My grandmama and mom. They prayed for me. And not only did they pray for me, but they prayed for all the children in the neighborhood. Y'all remember that, them days like that? They just wouldn't pray for certain ones. They prayed for all the children in the community. They taught us how to work and make an honest living. They didn't teach us no corrupt things, and they didn't teach us how to be sneaky and conniving. They taught us how to go to church. And I want to tell Jesus this morning, while the blood is running warm in my veins, thank you, Lord. Not only thank you, but I can't thank you enough for what he have done for me. I'm talking about me now. And I know y'all know too, but this is a oneness that because when you serve in the Lord, it's a one-on-one thing. None of us in here have the same kind of relationship with the Lord. But we all got a relationship with him. I hope, pray, I know you do. But we all are different. And Luke writes to us this morning, if you flip back a few days ago, that how Jesus came to planet Earth. He came through a woman, a young virgin named Mary. I know y'all know that. But God is an order God. He went to Elizabeth first and Zechariah. Y'all know them, don't you? They were some devoted poor people that served the Lord continually. And they were people that knew the Lord, and they began to serve in the church. But one day the Bible said that Gabriel, who was sent out from God, came and stood at the right side of the altar. I know I got a witness again. And began to shake Zechariah's hand and gave him the right hand of fellowship, saying, thou art highly favored. Thou art going to, according to this time, next season, have a child. Well, because he didn't believe that he was going to have a child at this age, he said, because you don't believe, you won't be able to speak. Got to get a witness. And so when he came out the temple, he couldn't speak until the child came to planet Earth. Boy, you tell me God ain't good. And he worked in some supernatural ways. Ways that you and I can't even imagine. God know how to work your situation out. God know how to protect you from the hand of the enemy. God know how to protect you from COVID-19. God know how to lead you and guide you every day. God know how to do things that you can't even imagine. And so as I begin to tell you about how Luke describes this prophet, they call him, but I call him more than a prophet. He was the son of the living God, the author and the finisher of all of our faith. Amen. And not only that, but he's our redeemer. He's our shelter. He's our rock in a weary land. He's not only that, he's our bread in a storm. He's not only that, he's all that. Came to pass, Luke said.
Yes, he did.
And as it was going, you notice that Jesus stayed around Samaria. And Samaria was a people where Jews were mixed. And they were poor. But let me tell you something about Jesus. Jesus came meek, low, and humble. He didn't come on no 747 plane. He didn't come in no Cadillac or no Lincoln. He came born in a state. Y'all not hearing me?
Oh, yeah.
And not only was he born in a stable, but Mary began to wrap the baby in swaddling, Dr. Johnson, clothing. Do you know what swaddling clothing is? Didn't even have pampers. Right. Didn't even have diapers. I remember when there was diapers with them old big pins. Right. I remember that. Them old folks would get out there and start climbing and singing songs and going down by the riverside and said, I know a change gonna come after a while. It may not come now, but I know a change gonna come. And they be washing diapers. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I can thank him this morning.
Yes.
Because I remember we didn't have much. Yes. But what we did have, God knew how to multiply.
Go ahead.
God knew how to take what little we had and multiply so we could have a lot. And they were happy.
Go ahead.
Now we got so much we can't even think about. Don't even know what we're going to eat today. Y'all don't know that? I'm just talking about myself. Now, go with me and say, I don't know what I'm eating today. I had chicken. I had this. I had that. I had this. Somebody I'm talking to in here know that get there, but I'm just saying you had a little smell. But, look, God know how to turn the tables for New Jerusalem. God know how, as some old folks say, oh, I know a change gonna come. And one thing about it, you can't hurry God at no time. You can't hurry him, but you got to stay on bended knees. That's what I do. Because they got to come out some delta and all this stuff. That don't scare me, because I know if whichever way the wind blows, it's cool with me. Because if I got my business fixed, heaven is my home anyway for prepared people. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house. I'm not ready to go, no, but I know one thing. If I trust the Lord will make a way.
Yes, he will.
And not only will he make a way, everybody that around you know that the Lord is real. They sung that song, yes, God is real. The choir can sing, I can't sing, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Yes, God is real. Where he's real, in my soul, in my mind, in my household. I breathe the blood over my house every day because I know that that old enemy might come in unaware. And I stand at the door, even the kids don't even know. And I be saying, Lord, I bless you. God is good. No matter what you're going through, New Jerusalem this morning, say thank you. Say thank you. Because it could have been worse. It could have been you. Tell him, thank you, Lord. Even though it's this pandemic and all this stuff, shouldn't have to wear masks, God is still good. In the text here, the Bible says, Dr. Johnson, he went to Jerusalem.
Yes, he did.
But it said that he passed where? Through the midst of Samaria. Jesus had them torn down because you do know he was a carpenter by trade. Something plain. See, Jesus was plain and simple. And that's what I like. I'm just plain and simple. I'm a car wash boy. And that's what I like doing. And God put me there for 11 years on that car. And everybody that comes there, they penure. Sister Avery and Friday, Coach Smith and I sit in the heat drinking water. I said, Coach Smith came to see me. What I'm trying to say, God is the one took this little black boy that was out the Sunday quarter barefooted, didn't know my A from B and running around being bad. God the one turned me and started working on me and things and that other. The other day in the office with the sheriff, Mark Woods and Mike Jones, and I was sitting there praying for them. I said, Lord, I know you do it. Because if it had not been for the Lord on your side, I'm going to say that again. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, then a sister say, you don't deserve to wear that bad, but because of God's goodness and his grace and mercy, you can wear it. Bow in him.
Go ahead. I know you're right about it.
Went to see Jerome Hopewell. I'm his chaplain. He gave me a state thing. Yeah. What I'm trying to say, God will take the highest. Y'all not here. The more you talk about somebody, God will take you higher, like you be able to feel safe, and higher, till you have to bow down and say, Lord, I don't know what's wrong, but I know one thing. You got your hand on that woman. You got your hand. When God got his hand on somebody, you better leave him alone. I'm going to say that. When God got his hand on somebody, you better get out of the way. Because God ain't playing. It's too much. I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm saying, if the shoe fit way, it's too much faith and it's shaking. But you got to say, Lord, I come to you with all this stuff. Get it out of my way. I just want to have more of you.
Yes, sir.
Want to have more of your Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Want to have more conversation with you. Want to have more of just doing the right thing and being honest with my own self. Reverend, I don't call his name because that's my friend, my classmate, Reverend Dr. E. Lee. Antonio Lee came to me. He's in bed. He said with tears in his eyes, y'all don't hear me. I'm talking about this thing is real, man. And he said, Reverend Stevenson, I tell you on the text that you bring me every day, but I wanted to talk to you and look at you in the face with tears in my eyes. He had that thing and oxygen on. He said, but the word of God brought me this far, and I thank you for letting God use.
Yes, sir. Because I'm doing what the Lord said.
All right. And money will chase you if you get right with God. You ain't got to worry about nothing. He said the earth is the Lord's, and the fruit is thereof, and they that dwell therein. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting door. And let the kingdom go well. Come into your heart, because when you come in, he know how to dry the eyes. He know how to dry the tears from your weeping eyes. He know how to put food on your table when you don't know where your money is coming from. He know how. Talk about God. Stepped out on nothing and made something. Dried up the River Jordan. Departed the Red Sea. Made a donkey talk. Brought the Hebrew children out. No, he ran out. He was in that wilderness dancing. Daniel was in the line with him. Made the lion lay down and act right. Gang, ain't God good? In the text, there were 10 men. And they had a form of leprosy. Now let me say what leprosy was. Leprosy was a form of cancer on the skin. And under the law, they could not go into the sanctuary because it was contagious. Yes, amen. Just like they call COVID-19 contagious. But ain't nothing contagious to Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Prayer. I'm going to say it again. Prayer. Will move your mountains. I'm not up here just talking. I know what I'm talking about. Prayer will see you through every situation that you're going through. You may not see it today or tomorrow, but just keep standing on bending knees. Say, Lord, I lift up my eyes unto the hills which come to your help. My help comes from the Lord. Lord, you made this back. Lord, you. I just thank God for the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said, I got to leave here. And another thing, I don't know how I got it, I'm going to thank you, but he began in the 13th chapter of John, Reverend Carl and Dr. Lee. He said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. And Peter began to try to rebuke him, and he said, I rebuke you in the name of Satan. Get out the way. You don't know what you're talking about. As I wash your feet, when you get strengthened, you wash somebody else's feet. Oh, God. What I'm trying to say is, if you got a nickel over down and you know somebody in need, you go up there, got to ask you, just say, here, the Lord want to bless you with. That's why I'm always got something. I may not have all what I want, but I can't remember the day that I'm just dead flat broke, because I'm a coward. And I give to the Lord. Not only give to the Lord, but I give to people that I don't even know. I give to people that I don't know, because I know he's going to come back one day. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth. Then Dr. Jones, he says in Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season you should reap if you faint not. Ain't God good? Says to him. And when they lifted up in the 13th, look what it say. But now they had respect now, because it say they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Somebody there saying the same thing. Lord, have mercy on my family. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Because they was in a bad situation. They couldn't do for themselves. They couldn't go to the store like other citizen crew. Just like today, so many people have to be in quarantine because of that old devil called COVID-19 and stuck those people. And some of these people are so vulnerable that they can't deal with that thing because they got issues in their body. But I know a man named Jesus that if you just call upon the name of the Lord, hey, and you say, Lord, you say, you say, that if I just lift up your name, because you say, if I be lifted up, I draw all of me. And I just want to lift him up this morning because, Lord, I say, you've been too good to me. Every time I turn around, some kind of blessing is coming my way. When I'm walking downtown, I know the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. And I dwell in the house of the Lord
Don't you know that whatever the devil trying to throw at you, you need to say, Lord, I'm going to throw it back at him because it was worn out there on Calvary. Yeah. See, Calvary is where I first saw the light. Well. Calvary is where I was saved at, and you was too. Yeah. So whatever you're going through, New Jerusalem, say thank you. Yeah. You've been good to me. Yeah. You call mama home, but I still say thank you. Because you said in your word, we're going to leave here anyway. Yes. Old folks said, Dad, this is a barren land. Well. We are graveyard travelers anyway. Well. We don't want to go on the other side. This old flesh want to stay here forever. But I believe that you got a mansion with my name on it. Well. I believe I heard the choir sing in the spirit. But I'm trying to pray in the spirit and preach in the spirit because the spirit is what's going to do the shaking up and breaking up anyhow, Dr. Dog. The spirit is what's going to. Because I know what the spirit can do.
Yeah.
The unreasonable, immaculate thing that you can't even see every day. He'll make your enemy your footstool. The Bible says in Proverbs 6:16, when a man waits, be the Lord, he may even his enemy
be at peace.
Y'all pastor don't worry about no money. Dude, let me bring this up again. I don't mean no harm. You remember in 2014 when over there in Houston and Port Arthur, Texas, when they drove all the way here and said, we got you, we want you to be out.
All right.
I'm not worried about no money. I'm worried about this my soul.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's gonna be anchored in him. I'm worried about my heavenly home over yonder, where the wicked will cease from trouble. Because where I'm going, where you're going, you don't need no money.
No, sir.
You don't need no cash.
No, sir.
You don't need these kind of clothes on here. Because he said, I got a crown that I'm going to put on you. And I'm going to take off them old clothes that you got on. And I'm going to put on that white robe. Because if Jesus put it on, can't nobody take it off. Ain't God good?
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all ain't him. I said, ain't God good?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, long time. Show up flying by. But let me tell you something.
Free.
Jesus in the text, as you look in the text, the Bible said, it's in your mouth. Look in your mouth. Look in your mouth. The Bible said, Jesus began to tell him to go thy way and show thyself to the priests.
Yes, sir.
Not priests, but they was already cleansed. Because Jesus has spoke the word. When he speaks, Jesus know how to speak in the midst of your situations, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tribulations, in the midst of your lay awake at night. God know how to speak a word and put you to sleep. God know how to turn your situation around. And when he shows up, he'll show out in the world. I'm trying to help somebody here this morning to let you know that just hold on to God's unchanging hand. No matter how it looks, no matter what it looks like, God is.
Yes.
He's able to put a door where there ain't no door.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've learned and I've discovered that if I got King Jesus in my soul, if I got King Jesus in my mind, if I got King Jesus, Dr. Johnson, all around me, the devil may throw some fiery darts. The devil may come at me all kind of ways. But I know a man named Jesus that'll cover me with his blood. See, the blood of Jesus, it will wash you whiter than snow.
Come on.
I don't know about you, but I said the blood of Jesus, it will heal your body. I heard that, and I'm not disputing that you got to take your vaccine shots. But I know a man that made vaccine shots. His name is Jesus.
Go ahead.
The wonderful counselor.
Yeah.
The mighty God.
Yeah.
The everlasting Father.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria.